from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, a slightly later Daily Ticker today as we do a preview of Arizona football, brought to you as always by Pelican Brewing. Visit PelicanBrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers. Independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Number 15 in the preseason dirty poll is the Arizona Wildcats, who are starting with a new coach, but a lot of talent returning in the Big 12 for the first time this year. Joining us now, Jason Shear, friend of the program, senior editor, publisher, WildcatAuthority.com, at Jason Shear on Twitter. Jason, thanks for the time this morning, man. I'll just start kind of where I start with a lot of these, of where they're ranked. 15 for Arizona. Too high? Too low? Fair? How you feeling about the Wildcats going into the year?
I think it's fair. I mean, based on the success from last season, they should be ranked. But at the same time, there's some questions with the new head coach and some new players as well, but still enough talent to finish, you know, in that top 15. So I actually think that's a pretty fair ranking, Glenn.
I mean, we've gone through through this, and I'm sure you're tired of, you know, answering questions about it or doing interviews about it. Oregon fan, Lord knows, we've been through it. Oregon State fan went through it this offseason. Washington fan went through this. How is the whole Jed Fish thing unraveled? Are people, like, is he public enemy number one still? Do they appreciate what he did and kind of rebuilding the program? What's that relationship like, and what's it been like moving on and covering now a new head coach?
It's not great, you know. I think, you know, down the road, people realize that, you know, while how he left was not great, he still was very successful as Arizona's coach and brought in a lot of good players and put the program back in a positive direction. And I think people will eventually reflect on that. And you know, Brendan's done a nice job getting in the community and saying, look, I know that, you know, Jed Fish created expectations because of that success, and he's been vocal about wanting to continue it. But at the same time, he reminds people that, you know, he wasn't the coach last year. And so while there is expectations, it, you know, it doesn't mean a ton to him because he wasn't the one that helped set him. And he realizes that, I don't want to say there's pressure, but, you know, there's expectations for him to do well. And I think he accepts that, and people are kind of more positive for Brennan than they are negative for Fish right now.
Interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, it's every fan base reacts a very similar way. And Lord knows, we just did an interview on Miami the other day, and I made my thoughts known on Mario. Sometimes time doesn't heal the wounds, and maybe it won't in Arizona either. I'm curious to look at your quarterback situation. Noah Fifita comes out of nowhere, at least for us, he did, and has such a great rookie season. I think he set the program record for completion percentage and 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, something like that. Like, such an incredible year. Did it come out of nowhere for Arizona fans? Was that something that was rumored last year in fall camp? And how big of a jump maybe are we expecting from him in going from year one to year two?
You know, I'm not sure it came out of nowhere because he performed well in camp, and you know, Jed Fish had spoken highly, but I don't think people expected him to be that good right away. You know, he wasn't experienced. He goes and he plays the game against Stanford where Jaden Delora gets hurt and Arizona's playing awful and losing, and then he guides Arizona to a win. And even in the losses, like the game at USC, he was fantastic. And so I think people knew that he would be a pretty good quarterback, but he really hit the ground running and became quickly one of the better quarterbacks in the country. And this season, the expectations are even higher. I mean, he's got a year under his belt, and while it's a new offense, watching him in camp and all that, he's, you know, his arm strength looks better. He looks every bit of the quarterback as he did last season. And, you know, it's a thing where there's high expectations, and there haven't been a ton of good quarterbacks to come through the Arizona program. And when it's all said and done, the expectation is that he's going to be one of the better ones, if not, you know, the best college quarterback that Arizona's seen.
And it helps to have maybe the best wide receiver in all of college football as well, at least a guy that's in the mix. It makes his life a little bit easier. What are your thoughts on the Big 12 this year? I mean, it's a new conference. We're all kind of going through these new uncharted waters and some new opponents and new structure and all that. It seems like it's going to be a conference that is full of absolute chaos with maybe like 8 different teams that have the potential to win. What are the thoughts going into the conference? And then just how do you think Arizona kind of fits into that picture in year one?
Yeah, I think it's going to be wild because, you know, it, like you mentioned, there's, you know, when I was doing the preseason rankings and all that, I went through teams. It's like, well, this team could win, and if this goes right, this team could win. And before you know it, yeah, like you have 6-7 teams where they could absolutely, with a few breaks, win the conference. And there's not that one clear favorite. I think, you know, even if Utah was predicted to win the conference, there's things that could happen where, you know, another team could win or Utah could stumble. And I think Arizona's right there in the thick of things. You know, I think they're going to be right there to win the conference. Their schedule is nice where they miss Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and Kansas. So, you know, the schedule is advantageous to them. And so, you know, when you look at it and you look at the teams in the conference, I think you're going to see some pretty interesting results throughout the season.
Well, one random non-football question to throw at you. I feel like I've seen a lot in the news lately of presidents coming and going, and I don't follow that stuff very closely, but I know there's been a lot of headlines about the revenue in the athletic department and budgets and all that. What's been going on down there? Did the president leave? Is there more to that story? I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the president left. Well, he's still technically the president, but they just hired a new one like the other day. They hired the president of Vermont's going to come down, and he supposedly knocked the interview out of the park, and he was the obvious hire to the committee. And so, you know, there's a lot of change. Arizona has a new president. They have a new athletic director. The provost just retired, so they have a new provost that they have to hire. There's a lot of change at the University of Arizona, and we'll see if it's for the better, but it's definitely a unique time for the school as a whole.
Yeah, they're going into a new conference as well. I kind of wrap all these up. I'm just curious what you feel like, if I were to say this is a successful year for Arizona, what does that look like for you, the expanded playoff, a chance to get a guaranteed bid in if you win the Big 12, and Arizona's got a great chance to do it? And what is you look back, that was a disappointing year. What do those two different things look like in your head for Arizona this season?
You know, I think in terms of success, Arizona has to be right there to win the conference. I think anything else would be disappointing. And to me, that's probably, you know, the number I've been throwing around is a 9-win season, you know, 9-3. There's some hard games on the schedule, but 9-3 should be good enough to be right there to win the conference. And I think that's where expectations are based on who they returned. And, you know, a disappointing season would be barely making a bowl. And you know, I think that it's a weird situation because Arizona in the past hasn't really had expectations. You know, it was a great season when Arizona made a bowl game. And you know, Jed Fish, credit to him, was able to change that. And then Brett Brennan had players returning. So I think that most people want to see Arizona compete for a conference title. And if they're able to do that, it'll be recognized as a successful season.
Yeah, it is funny. It's a new world. When you have expectations, it's good. It's a good feeling going into the year, but it's also dangerous of knowing, like, hey, if you go 6-6, people are going to be pissed. Whereas in the past, with no expectations, kind of like, yeah, whatever, 6-6. Expectations can be dangerous, but it also means you're doing something right as a program. Jason Shear, editor publisher, WildcatAuthority.com, at Jason Shear on Twitter, friend of the program. Thanks so much for the time in Portland, man. We always appreciate it, and enjoy football season. Hopefully, we can catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Jason Shear of 24/7 Sports down there covering Arizona, a team that's unique this season with a new head coach, but Noah Fifita is one of the best returning quarterbacks in the country, I would argue. I think he deserves that with the way he played last year. McMillan is still one of my bigger what-ifs of Oregon recruiting over the last five seasons, man. That guy, when Oregon had a chance at getting him, was one of the, like, oh, please land him. He ends up flipping to Arizona at the last second. When Cristobal leaves, he has been unbelievable early in his career at Arizona, and you can make a strong argument he is the best wide receiver in the country. And Brent Brennan did a really good job at San Jose State. That's not an easy place to win, and he was doing a hell of a job down there running that program, and so he steps up now into the Power Four, and we'll see what he can do at Arizona. But the chaos of the Big 12 is going to be awesome to watch. Arizona fits into that picture, and I got him number 15 in my preseason dirty poll. So there you go, a double dip on the preseason dirty poll. I will let you know which teams we'll be previewing next week as we get closer to the top 10 and the closer to the start of college football season. And we'll wrap up with some other thoughts going into the weekend of sports, get you all set. The Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach. Back after this, we'll close it up next on The Fam.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.